Another week of Inside the Huddle with Ndamukong Suh, and you got to know, he talked about everything that's been talked about nationally in regards to the kick yesterday, so we're not going to go down that path again. We covered that yesterday. It's been covered ad nauseum, and I think it's fair that we don't need to beat that drum again. I'm sure you're sick of talking about it as well. But it's been a crazy week. I mean, did you anticipate that it was going to be another crazy week with that big story?
It's always a crazy week around me. I've understood that coming into the league, being in college. Us as players in my position are living a fishbowl, so everybody's looking in.
As you look towards the Colts, there have been some comparisons drawn between what Freeney does for them and what you do for your team. You play a position that doesn't get a lot of attention, per se, because of you're not in the stat sheet a lot. Yeah. How do you handle just being a disruptive force and that being enough?
As long as you can eventually compile and be wins for your team. Freeney has been in a great situation there, and he's continuing to strive, even in the rebuilding year that they're having. It's not much of a rebuilding year for them because they're playing well and playing at a playoff level. And so that's the same thing for me. I want to continue to play as well and be disruptive to help my defense make plays and hopefully get us some wins.
Nothing's a sure bet, but when I watch the Colts play, I sure see a lot of guys getting to the quarterback. He gets rid of the ball, but he takes some hits. Do you view this as an opportunity to get to Andrew Luck?
It's definitely been talked about, noticed. We talk about it in the film room, seeing him get hit a lot. There's opportunity. He holds on to the ball. They try and take deep shots as a team. They don't have much of a dink and dunk game, as you would say a Green Bay has, but them as a team, they want to get down the field, and they have protections for that, and then they have six-man protection where they just kind of take some chances, and that's when he gets hit, especially if he holds it on a little too long.
Pretty impressive what he's done, though. For a rookie to come in, for a team that struggled as they did to get the number one pick, I mean, 7-4 through 11 games with a rookie quarterback. Does that impress you at all?
He's done a good job. I mean, anything is impressive, and more or less, he's an NFL quarterback, and he wouldn't be in the league if he wasn't. This is, I'm assuming, what the Colts expected out of him, if not more, and look for the best. But my job is to go in there and disrupt that.
You are in a position as a team at 4-7. Where you've been around long enough to know, you really got to be at least 9-7 getting the playoffs. It's very rare that an 8-8 team gets there. So that speaks to the fact that you got to win the rest of your games. Well, how does that change the urgency? Or do more people become vocal? Does anything extra have to be said?
I think the biggest thing is that you got to make sure you understand what's at hand. You take each game by game. Don't look for the big picture. 9-7 would be great to have that. And as we only have 5 games left and we're at 4-7 right now, this is that team's goal. We've talked about it briefly, but the biggest thing is at hand is to take care of the Colts, and then we can worry about the rest of the 4 games later.
All right. Well, let's hope they can put a streak together and start it this Sunday at home as they take on Indianapolis. That's Inside the Huddle with Ndamukong Suh.